for many people in modern days, it isn't really the gospel that offends them. They hear, oh, God loves you, and they say, oh, well, he shows good taste because I love me too. But the gospel first tells us that we are lost and sinful, and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And the sweetness of the gospel is not tasted until we understand the sourness of the curse and the offense that it is before God. And we'll never understand what Christ did for us by taking our curse unless we first taste that and understand that that's ours by right under the law.